Good day, students. Welcome to our today's teaching on e-learning platform. I am teaching from All Saints Secondary School, Oyibo. I am Mrs. Florence Iwanyawu. I am going to teach CRK for SS2. Our today's topic is on Gehazi's greed. Remember last week we treated greed, example of Ahab and Naboth. But today, we are going to look at Gehazi's greed. Okay? Now, we are going to extract our readings from 2 Kings 5, 1 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 5, 1 to 27. You know, in the last week topic, if you still remember, we saw how Ahab, you know, acquired Naboth vineyard, you know, out of greed, which led to the death of Naboth. And we saw how God cursed the lineage of Ahab. But today we're going to look at the man called Gehazi and how his greedy nature, you know, made him to be leprous at the end of the day. We're also going to look at the story of a man who was so powerful, yet he had a problem. His problem was the problem of leprosy. Okay? And you know very well that as at that period, leprosy was a very deadly disease, probably maybe more deadly than coronavirus, because at least coronavirus, people are having way of, you know, curing it. But then leprosy, there was no cure. People were kept in a secluded environment to die. Okay? That was the problem Naaman had. Okay. Then Elisha, the servant of God who replaced Elijah. Okay. Elisha served Elijah. And of course, they played different roles. And whenever you're writing the stories, be very careful. Know the story where Elijah is involved and the story where Elisha is involved, because even in WAEC, if you make any kind of mistake, that is writing Elisha instead of Elijah, you are inviting zero. Okay, so whenever you're telling your stories, be very careful. Know the story you are telling. Okay, now let's start. Gehazi, the servant of Elisha, destroyed his life and his destiny as a result of greed. Naaman was a commander of the army of Syria. Okay? You know what it means to be a commander. Okay? I think that was in your SS1, the centurion servant. You know how powerful one could be when you give orders, people obey and all that. Okay? How powerful one could be to be a commander, and yet he has a problem. Okay, let's do it. Through recommendation, he went to Elisha, the prophet, to be cured of his leprosy. When he got to the gate of Elisha, he halted. Elisha sent his servant to inform Naaman to go to River Jordan and dip himself seven times, and he will be made well. Now, let me get the story straight. Elisha was not from Israel. He was a Syrian commander. But his wife had a maid, a very young maid, who was from Israel. Okay? That is why parents are advised to train their children in the right way, so that when they grow up, they will not depart from the way. That's what the Bible said. I'm not the one that said it. Okay, this young girl who was from Israel already knew the power of God. And she told the mother, if only the master will go to Israel, that he'll be healed. And I can assure you that the king of Israel at that time never knew how powerful Elisha could be. He never knew. And so when the king of Syria wrote to the king of Israel, you know, telling him that he's sending forth Naaman, his commander, hell, the king of Israel lamented and cried. And he was scared. But when Elisha heard it, he said he should send him over for him to know that there is God in Israel. And that was why Naaman now came to Israel to meet Elisha. But to tell you the truth, Naaman was disappointed because he was expecting a kind of reception, a very big reception by Elisha. Rather, it was the servants of Elisha that Elisha sent to Naaman to tell him to go to River Jordan to wash himself 7 times. Okay? Because Naaman felt that Elisha should have come out and give him personal attention, which he did not, Naaman was annoyed and he decided to go back. He was persuaded by his servants to obey the instruction of the prophet. When he obeyed and dipped himself in the River Jordan 7 times, his body was restored back like the flesh of a little baby. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing. Sometimes it happens to us, you know. Sometimes, especially those of you, you know, who are going through this puberty stage, okay? Sometimes you feel you have known it all. What will your parents tell you? What do they know? They are getting old. They don't know what's up and all that. I can assure you, that which the elder sees sitting down, even when you climb the mountains, you will not see it, okay? It was the servants that persuaded Naaman to go and do what Elisha had told him to do. Sometimes your parents will give you instructions, or probably your teachers will give you instructions. You feel you have seen it, or you feel you have seen something, and at the end of the day, you will not do it. Come on. What are you doing? What are you trying to do? Are you trying to tell them that you know more than them? You see, if not for the servants of Naaman, probably he would have gone back to Syria the way he came. But when he obeyed, the Bible said his flesh was like that of a little baby. Okay. He was full of appreciation. He praised the God of Israel and persuaded Elisha to have some of the gifts he brought. But Elisha refused bluntly. Okay. Naaman and his men left. It was at this juncture that the devil ministered to Gehazi, who said to himself, Now hold on. You know, I told you last time that whenever somebody does something for you, remember to be thankful. Whether it is God or human, whoever that does something for you, try to be appreciative. You know, that's one thing I know I don't, you know, fail to do. Be appreciative of something someone does for you, because it's not your right. It's a privilege. Okay? Now, Naaman had received healing free of charge, okay? And he wanted to thank the man that healed him, but the man refused. The man said, no, that is Elisha. Elisha refused bluntly that he was not going to accept. Remember that Naaman, before the incident, was already a rich man. He wasn't going to borrow any money from anyone to thank Elisha. He was already rich. But the Spirit of God had directed Elisha not to accept. And that was why Elisha rejected the gift. But Gehazi, who was his servant, the devil used him. And just pay attention. Gehazi said to himself, and I quote, See, my master has spared this Naaman, the Syrian, in not accepting from his hand what he brought. As the Lord lives, I will run after him and get something from him. Unquote. You get this extraction from 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 20. Okay? You know, in the idea of Gehazi, the master was a fool who should have accepted whatever Naaman brought for him. And he now felt that instead of Naaman to go back with those items, he, Gehazi, will devise a strategy through which he's going to collect those gifts. Okay. Gehazi decided to run after Naaman. When he got to Naaman, he told him lies. Oh my goodness. He told him lies, claiming that his master had sent him to collect some of the gifts because he had some visitors. Oh. Do you students do the same thing? Yeah, you might not be Naaman having leprosy. You might not be Gehazi being the servants of Elisha and all that. But sometimes you try to take powers into your hands. My mother said, you should give me. My daddy said, meanwhile, nobody sent you. So for you not to have the curse of Gehazi today, you must change. You must repent. Okay. In all, Naaman gave him 2 talents of silver in 2 bags with 2 festal garments. He took the gift and hid them as he went to his master, Elisha. When Elisha asked him where he went, he answered that he did not go anywhere. Elisha said to him, and I quote, did I not go with you in spirit when the man turned from his chariot to meet you? Was it a time to accept money and garments, olive orchards and vineyards, sheep and oxen, men servants and meat servants? Therefore, the leprosy of Naaman shall cleave to you and to your descendants forever. Unquote. You get this instruction from 2 Kings 5:26 to 27. 2 Kings chapter 5. Verse 26 to 27. Oh my goodness. Honestly, whenever I go through this story, this is the most touching part of the story. Okay? You know, some of us will be thinking, oh my goodness, the punishment is too enormous. But I can assure you that he lied against the Holy Spirit. He lied against God. You know, probably if he had the guts to say, sorry, sir, I just took some from him. Who knows, he might not be where he was. And the Bible said Elisha transferred the leprosy from Naaman and gave it back to Gehazi. Now tell me, who's going to heal Gehazi? And he didn't stop there. If the leprosy was just on Gehazi alone, probably we say maybe the punishment is somehow fair. The leprosy was sent to the descendants of Gehazi forever. Oh my God. That means somebody among his descendants must be leprous. Terrible, isn't it? Okay. We are always advised to learn from people's experiences, you know, that by the time you wait to learn from your own personal experience, it might be too expensive and it might be too late. That you should try to learn from people's experiences. You don't wait for you to have such experience for you to learn. Now, let's look at the moral lessons, all right? Let's look at the moral lessons. Number one, Elisha, being a man of God, may have known the evil consequences of collecting such gift from Naaman. Okay? So he decided to avoid it. The servant Gehazi was not aware of this. He was only moved by greed, and he did not even think twice on the possible reasons why his master refused the gift, because he was very much after his personal gain. He was very much after his personal gain. Okay? In whatever we do in life, though it is not easy, make sure that whenever you're taking decision, especially when the decision involves other people, make sure you're not going to be the only one that will benefit. You are not going to be the only beneficiary of such decision. Make sure that you're not going to be selfish and self-centered. You know, unfortunately, some people are very self-centered. They don't do anything that will benefit others. Whatever decision, whatever thing they do it in order to make sure that others benefit. Are you there? Okay, so let us, you know, while we are learning, yes, it is an academic exercise, but at the same time, morally, we are also learning. Let us not take decisions because that decision will benefit us and us alone. Okay. Okay, now another one is, when Gehazi was asked where he went, he lied. You see, he lied. This shows that probably he might have been a very dishonest person in the past with some sharp practices. Dishonesty is one of the characteristics of greedy person. Okay? You know, the moment someone starts telling lies, you need another lie to cover the other lie. That is why it's better for you not to even try to lie. I'm not saying that anyone is perfect, but I can assure you that it's better for you to say exactly how something happened, you know, than trying to make yourself look very righteous. Now, there was an incident that happened some time ago in the school. It was in my class, SS3B. Two people were involved in money stuff. You know, one borrowed 1,000 naira from the other, promising that she was going to pay. The other person whose money was borrowed had given her some time. Instead of using that money for what she had borrowed the money for, she used it to buy something else. And when the person that lent her the money learned about it, she was infuriated and she came and reported to me. And that this person refused to pay her the money. And, you know, I just gave instruction, bring her here, she must pay the money. And when the girl came and told me the other side of the story, I didn't know what to do. She said she actually collected the money to snap passports, okay? And she understood that she could snap the passport on credit in the school. Are you there? And she used the money for a more pressing need. And what was the pressing need? She had no sandals. And the rubber sandals were sold at about, I think, 800 or 900 there, but the rubber one. So she went and bought the rubber sandals and kept the change, hoping to complete it with her snack money. Okay? And the snack money wasn't all that big. She was able to save 400 out of the lot. So after she told me this, honestly, I didn't know what to do. And I asked her, why didn't you tell your parents to buy the sandals for you? She said, there was no money in the house. And honestly, I was touched and I intervened, okay? I settled the issue. Now, why did I settle the issue? I settled the issue because the girl was straightforward. She didn't lie, okay? She didn't lie. Now, that is exactly what parents expect you to do every now and then. Tell them the truth. Okay? Now, let's look at the lessons learned by Naaman from his healing. Number one, he became convinced that the God of Israel was the only true God. He became convinced that the God of Israel was the only true God. The next one, he learned that prophets of Israel had power to perform healing miracles. He learned that prophets of Israel had power to perform healing miracles. The last but not the least, he learned that God is a forgiving God. God is a forgiving God. Okay, we're going to stop here for today. I want you to read the chapters again and, you know, extract your own moral lessons and write, you know, some reasons why you think Gehazi's punishment was justified. You know, his punishment, was it justified? Give me your reasons, okay? All right. Now, stay safe. I hope to come your way next time.